Here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And good Saturday afternoon, and welcome to Linmar High School as we get ready for basketball coming your way here today. Non-conference affair between the Mississippi Valley and the Central Iowa Metro League, as it'll be the Linmar Lions playing host to the Jaguars of Ankeny Centennial as we get to the final portion and the final week of the boys' high school basketball regular season. Great to have you with us, Scott Unash, alongside former Prairie coach Phil Dunn, as we get ready for what should be a very entertaining game here today between Ankeny Centennial and Linmar. The Lions coming off a win last night. You heard it right here on KGYM, 81-63 at Cedar Rapids Prairie, where the Lions made 15 three-pointers, the second highest amount in school history. And they take on an Ankeny Centennial team that comes in at 11-7 overall. And they fell last night to their arch rivals, the Ankeny Hawks, in a conference game last night in the CIML. And we got a lot of storylines with this one here, Phil. We see our old friend Bob Fontana, the former coach of Cedar Rapids Kennedy, now the head coach since Ankeny Centennial started, I believe, 3 years ago, or maybe even 4 years ago now. One of his assistant coaches, Ben Lamock, former Cedar Rapids Kennedy product, Iowa State football player, now living in Ankeny. He and his wife expecting their first child, and he's now entrenched in the Ankeny Centennial staff. And a lot of people here from Kennedy coaching staff from years past, and just a lot of people here to wish Bob Fontana and Ben Lamock and others well.
Yeah, we got a good chance for them to come back to the metro area and get a play against Linmar. It'd be really interesting if they could have scheduled one of those against Kennedy, Scott. That'd really truly been a homecoming, but you got a chance for them to come back to the Cedar Rapids metro area here at Linmar, and they're going to play a very good basketball team here in the Linmar Lions. And both these teams, as you mentioned, coming off games last night, so there's got a little bit of that turnaround going on that's going to come into play, and you wonder how the legs are going to be, especially early in this ball game.
Linmar Lions, though, playing at home, and that's a big advantage in these games. They didn't have to make a two-hour bus ride over here like Ankeny Centennial did. The Lions 13-5 now, and like we said, they shot the lights out last night, led by Bo Klosterman, who had one of his best games of his Lion career last night from three-point land. He did it inside. Had a good evening as far as rebounding and getting inside as well. He just did it all yesterday.
He did. He did a very, very good basketball game. You could say he did it on the drives. He did it on post-ups. He started it from behind the three-point line, and then he continued it from behind the three-point line. Part of a 15-point, three-point effort last night for the Lions. Bo Klosterman was part of that. And, only one off the team record. The Linmar Lion team record is 16 threes in a ball game, so they were right there with that. But he was the headliner last night. And then Jordan Bohannon, he came in. Hadn't scored up until about the final minute of the first half of play. And then next thing you look up, midway through the third period, he's got 17 points on the board. And he had a very good second half for the Lions as well.
Hall of Fame day today as well. 9 new members of the Linmar Hall of Fame. And including one that we enjoyed, a couple that we enjoyed many times here over the years at Linmar. Zach Bohannon goes into the Hall of Fame here this afternoon. And then Jamie Printy Brandt, the current Linmar girls basketball coach, going into the Hall of Fame as well. So a lot of activities going on here on a Saturday afternoon at Linmar. And the Lions, of course, led by Zach Bohannon's little brother, Jordan Bohannon. Probably going to get in trouble for saying that. 23-point performance last night, averaging about 24.5 points per game for the year. And like you said, got into foul trouble last night, got a little bit of a slow start, but really came on in the latter portion of that game, hit some three-pointers. But more importantly, he drove to the basket last night against Cedar Rapids Prairie.
You know, they started coming out a little bit further, and were trying to jam him and get up into him a little bit more defensively and make him put it on the floor. He's very good at going to the rim. That's a big part of what he's improved upon from years past into this year, and he's just going to continue to get better is his ability to go to the floor, go to the rim area, get in the lane area and score, and he proved that last night as well. And and the other thing, too, that he doesn't get unflappable. When he wasn't scoring, Scott, he doesn't have to be a volume shooter. You know, people talk about that. And he doesn't have to take a whole lot of shots. He shoots a very good percentage out there. He's about 50% from the floor, 94% from the free throw line. So he is very quality. He takes quality shots. He doesn't force it, but he's very capable of getting a shot off whenever he would like to.
This Ankeny Centennial team, three scorers in double figures, are led by Connor Cullen at 15.8 points per game. Chase Edwards right behind at 13.7, and Connor Kasperbauer at 11.3. There are a lot of similarities between Linmar and Ankeny Centennial. As far as the heights are concerned, pretty close. Centennial, not a real tall team at 6'3", 6'3", and 6'4 in the front line, counteracted by Linmar 6'5", 6'4", and then 6'. And they don't go real deep off the bench as well. It's a typical Bob Fontana coach team. We saw the way his teams played for many, many years at Cedar Rapids Kennedy. They're going to get after you. That's one thing, and they're going to put a lot of heat on Linmar outside shooters.
Defensively, they're going to try and really take away drives. They're very good at helping the rotation, and they're going to play on the backside a little bit. That's one thing maybe Linmar, if they could exploit that, they could get into lane kickouts if they're going to give good help. And or maybe Kennedy, or excuse me, Ankeny Centennial would adjust a little bit in that regard. But they're physical, as you mentioned. They've always been very good fundamentally. They're never usually going to beat themselves. They're going to not want to go up and down, especially a whole lot. They're in the 50s is where their offensive average is, mid-50s, 55 points a game, something like that. So Linmar, I would think, would want to go push the tempo a little bit and get going a little bit more than what Ankeny wants to.
Ankeny Centennial is going to want to value possessions. That's what Bob did when he was at Kennedy, and I'm sure things aren't a whole lot different now that he's moved to Central Iowa.
Yeah, he's going to take care of it. He's going to move it. They're going to play a little bit of a motion game, and they do got an inside scorer. He's, you know, 6'2", 6'3". He's not overly tall, but he can score in the lane area. I'm sure that, you know, maybe they press a little bit. And the Linmar coaches told us in their scouting report, too, that they played some zone, a 2-3 zone in what they've seen, but they doubt they'll see that tonight against the Lions.
Ankeny Centennial and Linmar, high school basketball, presented by First Federal Credit, here this afternoon on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3. We got more basketball coming up a little bit later on both 106.3 and 107.5. As we'll get the tournament trail started with Class 3A Girls Regional Quarterfinal Action, Anamosa at Solon from Solon. And again, that will be at 6:45 with Brent Balbinot and Todd Werner on the call of that one here this evening. We're going to take a one-minute break, come back, have a little bit more pregame. We'll get ready to set the starting lineups for you as we get ready for Ankeny Centennial and Linmar. And back with more after this. You're listening to High School Basketball from KGYM.
Data is the techie word for information. Your kids' social security numbers, employees' health information, or customers' tax ID numbers. One little computer virus, an innocently mishandled email, or ill-intentioned hacker could mean big trouble and cost. Skogman Carlson Insurance is ready to protect you with their cyber liability coverage. You have a person who will explain how their cyber liability coverage can help you if there's ever a data breach. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person, a real one. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Today through Monday, it's the famous February sale at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Save on a huge assortment of diamond and colored stone jewelry up to 60% off, including an array of $99 and $199 colored stone rings, $29 and $39 cases, a range of watches at 50% off, and a huge selection of estate pieces. The famous February sale, today from 9 to 5, tomorrow 12:30 to 4:30, and Monday from 9 to 6 only. At Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington, downtown Iowa City.
Back with you here at Linmar. Scott Unash with you. And Linmar getting ready to take on Ankeny Centennial on Hall of Fame Day here at Linmar High School. And we need to go ahead and set our starting lineups here from Linmar. They are brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance. And they're located at 3700 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Call them at 774-4620. The starting lineups for our game this afternoon. First of all, for the Ankeny Centennial Jaguars out of the Central Iowa Metro League. Good to see Bob. As he is here with Ankeny Centennial, and it's just like old home week here. as we get ready for the starting lineups for this one. First of all, for the Ankeny Centennial Jaguars, at one forward, it'll be number 30, Connor Casperbauer. Casperbauer, a 6'3 junior, and he's one of the double-figure scorers at 11.3 points per ball game. Also at a forward, it'll be Connor Cullen, 6'4 and a senior. Cullen wearing number 5, leading scorer, 15.8 points and 5.5 rebounds per game. The center will be number 12, Chase Edwards. He is a 6'3 senior, second on the team in scoring and second in rebounding, 13.7 points and just under 5 rebounds a game. And the guards will be number 3, Dallas Smith, 5'8 senior. And Smith averaging about 3.5 points per game. And number 20, Nick Ullman. He is a 5'10 senior. Ullman at 7.2 points per game. The head coach, of course, for Ankeny Centennial is Bob Fontana, assisted by Ben Lamach. And now the starting lineup brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance for the Lindbar Lions. They come in at 13-5 on the year. Winners last night over Cedar Rapids Prairie. The Lions will go with their four-guard lineup. At one guard, it'll be number 33, Jordan Brandt, 6-foot senior, and Brandt averaging 8.3 points per ball game. Also pulls down just under 4 rebounds per contest. Also at a guard, number 2, Jared Prinney, the 6'5 senior, headed to Western Michigan next year, 13.6 points per game, 37 threes on the year for Printy. Also at a guard, number 3, Riley Murphy, 6-foot senior, a sharpshooter from the outside, shooting 45% from three-point land. And the point guard headed to the University of Iowa to play for the Hawkeyes next year is Jordan Bohannon, and his brother Zach went into the Hall of Fame this afternoon. A 6'1 senior averaging a 4A high, 24.8 points per game. And up front, Bo Klosterman, 6'4 senior, coming off a terrific performance last night. Klosterman averaging on the year 12 points per game. The head coach for the Lindmar Lions is Chris Robertson, assisted by Jordan Prinney and Scott Nelson. Lindmar in home white with the black and red trim, and Ankeny Centennial will be in the dark black uniforms with the silver and white trim. And some of the keys as we get ready for a little non-conference Saturday afternoon basketball.
Well, number one, I think the transition game, Scott, of Lindmar, they're very good in transition. Obviously, they want to play an up-and-down ball game. They're not quite as deep as they've been in years past, but they still like to go with a guard-oriented perimeter game. They're going to be shooting threes, shooting it quick. Ankeny wants the opposite. They're going to want to slow it down. They're going to want to take control of the tempo, make it a plotter-type game, get the ball in the interior. And then can Ankeny defend the perimeter shooting of Lindmar? Lindmar's so proficient from beyond the three-point line. They're very quick. They move the ball really well. Can Centennial get out and defend on the perimeter against a team like Lindmar?
Lineups being introduced. As a decent crowd on hand for a Saturday afternoon here at Lindmar. And we will go ahead and honor America with the playing of our national anthem here from Lindmar. Here on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. YM Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. And right now we honor America with our national anthem. National anthem here this afternoon and this evening from Lindmar. As we get ready for Ankeny Centennial, 11-7 and the 13-5 Lindmar Lions. Again, for Centennial, Casper Allen, Edwards, Smith, and Ullman. And Brandt, Prinny, Klosterman, Bohannon, and Murphy for Linmar. Good test for both these teams before they go into the tournaments.
Yeah, it is, Scott. And it's a quick turnaround that we talked about. One thing about this here tonight, though, is Linmar's got such a senior lineup out there, Scott, senior-laden lineup. A little bit easier to have these quick turnarounds in games like this.
Set to go for the Lions. They come out, break their huddle. It'll be Casper Bauer to tip it up for Ankeny Centennial. And he will tip it up against Bo Klosterman as we are set to go from the Linmar Gym here on a Saturday evening here on KGYM. Ball in the air, tip controlled by Linmar, and we're underway. Lions going to the bucket to our left, and we'll see what Ankeny Centennial comes out in. And they're going to go man-to-man. Backdoor pass, and Jared Prinney gets the easy layup, and it's 2-0 in favor of the Lions right away.
Yeah, nice little play out of that offense that they like to run a little handoff up top and get Prinney coming from the backside.
Linmar, customary man-to-man defense. Outside the arc right side is Smith, and it's going to be Brandt on him to start things off. On the drive, Cullen, kick outside. Three-pointer on the way up, no good. Centennial, they shoot a little, few more threes, and we're used to Bob Fontana team shooting. Here's Murphy, a deep three up and good, an NBA or right of the key.
Yeah, and he's starting, the Lions are starting out like they did last night at Prairie. Quick lead, 5-0.
And not even a minute into the game, Casper Bauer dumps it down low to Edwards. Down on the baseline, backs his way in, jump stop, fakes a couple times, puts up the right-hand shot, no good, and the rebound out to Jordan Bohannon. Here comes Bohannon, stop the left baseline, and a reach foul called on the floor. They're going to get Dallas Smith on the call.
Got a reach that time when Bohannon was trying to spin. Got a little bit too much of the jersey.
Linmar to inbound, they'll get it to Klosterman. Off to Bohannon, behind the screen, pop up three right through, and it's 8-0 Lions.
That's a lot of bounce set that time, Scott. 1-4, wind up getting a handoff. Jordan Bohannon is the trigger man. He's the one that shoots the three at the end.
Well, they got 15 last night, and that's already two here. 8-0 in favor of the Lions. Up top, Smith. A jab step, puts up the three, can't get the roll, and the rebound to Murphy. One and done right now for Ankeny Centennial. Murphy guarded by Smith. Brandt coming off the screen. Takes it up top. Now to Klosterman, left of the circle as they work the arc. Bohannon double team. Good bounce pass underneath to Klosterman. Had a block, though, by Dallas Smith. Loose in the paint, and it's kicked by Klosterman, and it's going to go to Ankeny Centennial.
A little soccer impersonation out there, Scott. You want to keep that ball alive?
Yeah, it was a pretty blatant kick, though.
Can't do that.
So it'll be Centennial to inbound as Casper Bauer will bring it up. Linmar being aggressive in that man-to-man. Stutter dribble. Here's a high-low look inside, and before the shot, a foul going to be called on Klosterman as he fouled Chase Edwards.
Nice little two-man game on that side of the floor between Edwards and lost the other name right there, but it wind up isolating that and making it very tough for the two defenders to defend.
Edwards nails the three in the corner off the inbound, and Centennial on the board. It's 8-3. Linmar with the lead in the basketball. Prinney guarded by Casper Bauer. Circles right. They hedge the screen. Murphy, a drop pass down low to Klosterman. Back to Murphy. Open three on the way. In and out. No good. And the rebound back tap picked up by Dallas Smith. Doesn't have the numbers. Leaves it on the right side for Cullen. He'll back it out. And now Centennial will get in the offense. And now inside, we got a hold. Hey, Klosterman and Edwards have been going at it the last three times down, and somebody was going to get a foul.
And that Jared Prinney, I think, this time, Scott.
They did get it on Prinney. First on Jared Prinney. And that'll be team foul number two on the Lions. As Centennial to inbound. Going to the bucket to our right. Smith up top at the right point. Brandt playing off of him. Ullman outside the arc. They get it right free throw line. Double now to Edwards. Cross court pass to Smith. Smith on the crossover. Drives. Kick out to Casper Bauer. Deep three and he buries it.
He's stepped for two behind the three-point line that time. A little bit of room. Knocked it down.
First eight for Linmar. Six for Centennial. And then Bohannon pulls up and puts it in. Couple steps over the half court line. And Jordan's feeling it. He's got six here early, and it's 11-6 Linmar. Ullman off the clear out. Turns down the shot. Now they kick it down the left block. Edwards backing his way into the basket. Double team. Cross court to Smith. Wide open jumper way short. And the rebound to Brandt. Centennial not going to the rebounding boards a whole lot here early. Murphy out top. Klosterman will try it for three, and he connects.
Finding it that time. Little lefty out there. He gets a step into a shot. He's pretty deadly.
14-6. He's picking up where he left off last night. Casper Bauer turns, puts up the off-balance three and aired it. It's out of bounds. It'll be Lion basketball.
You mentioned Scott Ankeny not necessarily trying to get the offensive boards. I think they're emphasizing getting back on defense and not giving up anything in transition.
Coming up on the halfway mark here of the game's first quarter. And it's 14-6. Pretty circling right outside the arc. The high-low dump pass. Lost, picked back up by Klosterman. Kick out to Bohannon. Three on the way. Back iron, no. And the rebound loose. Picked up in there by Centennial. And the little pleasantries being exchanged here early on.
Linmar crowd didn't like it.
Casper Bauer to Smith. No look, bounce inside to Edwards for the easy layup.
Yeah, the help goes all to one side. They forget about Edwards on the backside. He winds up the recipient of a nice pass for a finish.
Bohannon spins, gets it out to Klosterman. Out top. Brandt, little pump fake on the drive. Takes it in all the way. Hangs, puts it up, and scores.
Brandt lowering that shoulder. A little separation out there from his defender.
16-8, Linmar by 8. 3:15 to play here in the opening quarter. Casper Bauer over to Smith. He'll bounce it down low to Edwards. Edwards turns, faces up on Klosterman, takes him in the lane. Right-hand runner, good.
Klosterman straight up on that, not bringing his arms down. Nice finish for Edwards going through the contact with his chest.
Got seven. Here's Bohannon, another deep three behind the Klosterman screen. And that's nine on three triples for Jordan Bohannon. And it's 19-10 Lions, shooting it well from outside. Edwards down low. They cleared off for him, left it for Casper Bauer. High-arching turnaround, no, and the rebound to Bohannon. Jordan will bring it across the timeline. See if he pulls up. He will. Another deep three, this time short. And the rebound to Casper Bauer. And before the outlet pass, he traveled with it.
It'll be out of bounds underneath for Linmar. They get a chance to run an out of bounds settle on the baseline.
Chance Gibbons in for Ankeny Centennial. He's a 6'3 sophomore. He'll replace Dallas Smith. Inbound, pretty fakes. Tried to get the shot off. Got closed out on, and now Linmar will set it up. Brandt on the ball fake, on the drive, takes it inside, got doubled. Ball tipped away, picked back up by Murphy. Murphy on the drive, and he's going to be fouled as he took it into the lane. Tell you what, Ankeny Centennial is a very physical team.
Officials talking to him right now at the end of that. Scott, little action after the play, Scott. I thought maybe they were going to give him two free throws out of that, but. Little action after the play. Officials getting involved and telling them to knock it off.
Tyler Bovis and Reese Phillips into the game for the Lions. Bovis leaves it for Prinny. Behind the screen, he'll pop up for three. In and out, no. And the rebound out of there to Ullman for Centennial. In transition, over to Cullen. So far it's been Edwards who's been the hot hand early for the Jaguars. Cohen steps out. He'll try it for three. Back iron, no. The deep kicker out of bounds, and it's going to go to Centennial as Prinny hit the deck hard. Now Jalen Smith checks in for Ankeny Centennial, 6'2 junior guard. And Ullman will come out. Under two to play here in the first quarter. Smith, they work the weave up top. Hands it back to Cullen. Cullen, pull-up jumper from 15, can't get the roll, and Phillips with a good block out underneath of the rebound. Here's Prinny, a little shake and bake move, stop and go, a drive and a kick out. Tyler Bovis, three-pointer, no, but it comes down to Prinny. He'll turn, fire up the jumper, that's too strong, and the rebound to Centennial, but then a foul, trying to get it back on Linmar. And Tyler Vovis will pick up the foul.
That's one of those maybe where you better serve. You just get back, and not, they had control of it. Don't commit that foul on the other end of the floor.
Down nine, Jaguars with the basketball with a minute 17 to play here in the opening quarter. Cullen, stop and go move. Drives in hard. Drop off pass underneath the Gibbons. Fakes. Goes up with the turnaround. Scores. It'll count the foul. And they get a foul on Reese Phillips.
Hit him on the arm, they said.
And Gibbons with a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play for Centennial. And try to cut the lead down to six here.
Ankeny, nobody on the line, Scott.
And the free throw no good.
All four of their players, other than the shooter, were back getting ready for half court.
That's a Bob Fontana trademark. He's done that at Kennedy before. Now Centennial going a little trapping half-court zone here. Under a minute to play here in quarter number one. Printy back to Bohannon. Fakes the three. Bohannon on the drive. Pull up 17-footer right through on the high archer.
That's quick. The defender was there, Scott. He just makes it look easy.
21-12, and Bohannon with 11 here in the early going. See if Centennial goes for the last shot. Cullen, little shake and bake move. A step back, couldn't get the shot off. Now plays catch with Gibbons. Cross court to Smith, over to Casper Bauer. He'll drop it off inside Edwards. Turns to the baseline. He'll put up the follow-up jumper, no on the line driver. And another Lindmar rebound. They've owned the boards here in the early going. Bohannon to Klosterman, over to Prinny. A wide open three, and he hits from the left wing.
He gets that much time and room, Scott. He's pretty deadly out there. He gets great extension on that shot.
24-12, 6 seconds to play. Edwards at the free throw line, turns, now puts up the jumper, and he hits. Lions, three-quarter court. Bohannon at the horn. Almost put it in from three-quarter court at the end of the first quarter. And after one, it's the Lindmar Lions 24 and Ankeny Centennial 14. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys Basketball here on KGYM Sports.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber-to-the-home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
We are back here in Lindmar. Scott Unash, Phil Dunn with you as the second quarter underway. Good shooting first quarter for the Lions, especially from three-point land. They lead by 10 at 24-14. Coming off the screen, Casper Bauer on the front court. Gibbons puts it on the floor, drives in. Nice fake and goes up with the scoop shot. Scores on glass.
Job done. He faked the defense out. Finished at the rim.
Bohannon in there. Klosterman, Phillips, Bobus, and Printy for the Lindmar Lions. Phillips kicks it right side. Printy back up top. Bohannon, ball fake, goes crossover, drives in, one-hand floater, no, from about 12. Rebounded by Casper Bauer of Centennial. Into the game now for the Jaguars is Ben Heimer, a 6'3 junior. Where's number 24? Holds it right now. Cross-court pass, Gibbons. Off the clear-out. Gets it to Casper Bauer for three. No good. And the rebound back tap. And Centennial will get another crack at it. Gibbons on the drive. Lost it. And it goes out of bounds. That might be Centennial's first offensive rebound.
No, it was. Well, yeah, they had two. It was the second one. They had a team one that went out of bounds earlier.
Okay. Eight-point lead. Lion basketball. They clear it out the left side for Prinny. Puts it on the floor. Now leaves it for Bovis. Smith in there. Back in for Ankeny Centennial. Here's Klosterman. They leave him open. He'll put up the three. Pulled the trigger. No, left of the key. And Smith the other way for Centennial. Leaves it for Casper Bauer up top. Right of the circle. Heimer drops it inside to Edwards. They've been going down low, and Edwards has had success inside. Now they triple team it. Casper Bauer finds the open man in the near side corner, and the pass up top tipped out of bounds, and it will stay with Ankeny Centennial.
Lions going to rotate some fresh bodies in after the quarter break.
Brant and Murphy in. And Ullman back in for Ankeny Centennial. 24-16. Second year these two teams have played. Centennial won a one-pointer last year. Cross-court pass to Gibbons. Open three on the way, and he buries it from the far corner.
Oh, nicely done that time. Everybody sucked in the post area, and he just skipped pass over the top of the defender.
Bohannon, step back jumper won't go. Gibbons is averaging 3.5 a game, and he's already got 7. And Centennial with 7 straight here, as they've got it down to 24-19. Up top, Ullman for 3. No, but they're going to get a foul in the closeout on Murphy.
That's a late call. I think that's the he bumped him out there, but it was late.
And that'll be the first on Murphy. And that's 3 free throws coming up for Ullman. And he's a 71% foul shooter, but misses the first. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight. And like most of Bob Fontana's teams, they're good free throw shooting teams. But misses the first two, as I say that. As Connor Cullen back in. Cullen has not scored yet, averaging 16 a game for Centennial. Holman's third free throw, he got 1 out of 3. And it's 24-20, so 8 in a row right now by Ankeny Centennial. Hook pass out top, Bohannon. 8-3, in and out, no, and the rebound in the lane picked up by Chase Cullen. He'll bring it up himself across the timeline. Centennial goes crossover, stop and go move on the drive all the way in, came up short on the layup. Brant with the rebound, he'll push it ahead for Lindmar, splits a double team, now picks it up, goes over to Murphy, and the Lions will set it up. Here's Prinny, left wing, he'll try it for 3 and drains it.
Prinny likes the spot right here in front of us, Scott. That's the second one from right there.
Printy with his second 3, he's got 8, and before the shot on the drive, Cullen fouled. And that's going to be the second on Jared Prinney. As Klosterman will replace him.
Don't know how much more we'll see of him, Scott. If Lindmar can maintain their lead and play with a short bench this first half, that's probably what they'll do. They don't want to risk getting a third.
Only 2 team fouls right now in the Jaguars. Ullman at the left point. Takes the pass. Now they try to go down low, and it's tipped out of bounds. They tried to get it to Heimer. Good defense and good hands in there by Reese Phillips.
Out of bounds set for Ankeny Centennial against the man-to-man for Lindmar.
Jaguars inbound underneath their own bucket. Smith shovels it over to Cullen. Cullen between the legs with the dribble, working on Brant. Little shake and bake move. Starts to go crossover. Starts to drive in, and the 5-second count. Good defense by Brant.
Yeah, it was a good defense out there that time. And I thought maybe they were going to get a push off with that offhand a little bit.
30-second timeout going to be taken here by Centennial. Yeah, I was wondering if they were going to get Cullen for that offhand.
Yeah, instead they went the 5-second call instead. But Fontana doesn't like that call. He didn't think it was warranted.
Going to have his say over there with one of the officials. 27-20 here. And again, we've got basketball coming up a little bit later on for you tonight at 107.5 and 106.3 FM, as it'll be Anamosa at Solon, a girls regional 3A basketball quarterfinal round tonight. And then on 1600 AM at 7 o'clock, we have Iowa State basketball as the Cyclones will take on Texas Tech. Or, I beg your pardon, Texas. The Iowa State women fell earlier today at TCU. 27-20 line basketball. Angle pass, and now Centennial going to try to trap in the half court. Hook pass far side. Murphy holds it outside the arc. On the fake. Closeman drives, kicks it out to Murphy. Working on Ullman. And brings it back up top to Brant. Jordan backs his way in. They'll clear it out for him. Doubled up top to Klosterman. Ball fake. Steps in. Drive and a kick. All out to Phillips. Three. No. And the rebound to Cullen.
Good offense, Scott, that time. Just didn't get the payoff with the made shot.
That time Centennial doubling up all over the place, and they had a real good chaser on Jordan Bohannon. Behind the screen, here's Gibbons stepping out for three. Missed it short, and the rebound to Murphy. Lions with the ball in the seven-point lead. Murphy up top, Brandt left open. He'll hoist the three and connects.
He's kind of the forgotten man behind the three-point line, but we know he's very capable of making them.
30-20, pass inside, and Brandt comes up with a steal.
On the floor again.
That's what he does best. Turnover number four for the Jaguars. Bohannon, a couple jab steps. Off the clear out, drives baseline. Kick out to Brandt for three. No, couldn't get two in a row, and the rebound out of there to Heimer. Centennial, long up court pass, stolen away by Klosterman. Lines the other way with a three on two. Klosterman all the way down and fouled by Smith.
Going to get to the free throw line. He's going to get to shoot two out of this.
It's going to be the second on Dallas Smith. And only the third team foul against Ankeny Centennial. It'll be a two-shot situation here for Klosterman. And the free throw up right through.
New bodies coming in the ballgame for Ankeny. Get a little bigger with this lineup in there now, Scott.
Yeah, Edwards coming back in. Casper Bauer coming back in. Gibbons will stay in there. Klosterman hits them both. And going to get another timeout of 30 here for Bob Fontana and Ankeny Centennial, down by 12. So they came at Lindmar with the 8-0 run, and now the Lions have answered back with eight in a row on their own.
They pushed it back up there, and Coach Fontana might be talking to his squad about taking care of the basketball, because the last time they came down, they got to stop defensively, but then they turned it over trying to push it in transition. Say, hey, just let's let this happen for us here, and let's not be something that we're not, and let's not try to push the ball necessarily, walk it up there, get into our sets, and run our stuff.
Yeah, and I know Centennial does not want to get into a track meet here with Lindmar.
You know, Lindmar would just love that right now if they could. Lindmar coming out. I haven't seen any pressure from Lindmar. That's one thing this year they haven't done as much. Chris Robertson usually in the past has liked to get out and press a little bit more.
3 minutes to play here in the opening half. We'll take a look at the stats coming up at halftime and have more stuff for you. In the corner, Casper Bauer turns, puts up the three, and hits. His second triple, third for Centennial, and then the lead down to 9 at 32-23. Murphy on the handbag. Top of the circle. Now they go left wing. Outside the arc, Brandt circles up top. Cut off by Edwards. Bullet pass down low to Klosterman. Can't get the leaner to go. Kept it alive, though, on the tap, and Lindmar will get it. They'll keep possession. Brandt, kick out to Murphy. Good ball movement by the Lions. Back out to Brandt. Left open for three. Back iron, no, and Centennial with a rebound. 32-23. Ullman, little shake and bake move as he takes it across the timeline. Over to Casper Bauer. With 2:07 to play here in the opening half. Cullen on the clear out. Takes it up top. Stutter dribble. Now pulls up with a 12-footer. No good. And Bohannon tipped it to Brandt. Long up court pass to Klosterman. Way underneath, and he gets the layup.
Well, good finish at the end, avoiding the contact and going up with the left hand.
34-23. That was a big turnaround, a four-point turnaround right there. Pull up, high-arching jumper, no, and they're going to get Murphy on the foul.
Casper Bauer's going to get to shoot two free throws here.
Casper Bauer to the line, the 6'3 junior. Only junior starter for Ankeny Centennial. Right-hander's free throw, curls out. And now Lindmar's going to bring Prinny back in with two fouls.
1:42 left. They may think, trust him, play smart here, get something going offensively, make a little push here right before the half.
One out of two. Centennial, two out of five from the free throw line. Little man pressure put on the backcourt. Murphy crosses the timeline with the 10-point lead. Bohannon, who got off to a quick start, is not scoring in quarter number two. They dump the free throw line, kick out to Bohannon, lost it, picks it back up, through traffic, leaner up, no, but drew the foul.
lot of contact there, Scott. He was still strong enough to get it up there and had a chance to go in for the three-point play.
He's stronger than you think he is.
He was surrounded in there, and it didn't look like he had much of a chance, but he wiggled it up there somehow.
Bohannon on the line, and you can pretty much book them. First one up and good, 94% plus from the free throw line. Averaging almost 25 points a game, he's got 12. And gets both free throws.
Like his brothers.
All-time,
very good free throw shooters.
The all-time three-point leader in the Metro. And he passed his brother, Jason, on that. Off the clear out. Cullen takes it in and scores all the way down the paint.
Stayed with his right there. Nobody come and helped.
That's not going to make Chris Robertson very happy. 36-26, 10-point Linmar lead. Here's Bohannon stepping out for three and ring it up for Bohannon.
Now they show that they're going to cut on the back side on that, and then he makes like a fade cut off that screen up top, and very difficult to defend.
39-26, 13-point lead. Up top, Kaskbrauer. Gets it over to Cullen on the ball fake. Step back, three on the way. No, and the rebound chased down by Klosterman. 37 seconds to play, first half, and Lions, I think, are going to go for one. And they will get the possession first in the second half as well. Bohannon off the clear out. He'll take it one-on-one, drives in, and was fouled on the double pumper.
Get to the free throw line again.
Well, so much for holding it to the end.
And you get a chance like that where he can break down his defender one-on-one. He knows he's either going to get to the rim and the layup, or he's going to get fouled.
Two free throws. Bohannon got the first. Bovis and Phillips back in, and now Chris Robertson will get Murphy and Prinny out with the two fouls. Smart move there. Free throw number two up and good.
Anthony's probably going to go for one here now at this juncture.
41-26 in favor of Linmar. Their biggest lead of the game. Gibbons hands it back. Ullman holds it at the right point. Bovis playing off of him. Gets it to Edwards now. They come off of him to Casper Bauer. We're going to have an illegal screen on Centennial.
Said he was moving out there.
That's going to give Linmar 8.9 seconds.
Yeah, no shooting, not shooting free throws yet, but plenty of time to go.
7 seconds to play. Bohannon behind the screen. He'll pull up for the deep three. It's short, no good. Rebound chased down in the corner, and that will do it for the first half. So, at halftime, it's Linmar on top of Ankeny Centennial. Lions 41 and the Jaguars 26. And we will come back to the Linmar Gym. Talk halftime with you after this two-minute timeout as you're listening to Boys High School Basketball from KGYM.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Guys, this is the year. Yep, 2016 is the year you rock her world for Valentine's Day. At Siebke Hoyt, we're making it extra easy because we're going to make you look like a hero and you're going to save a ton of money. Here's how we do it. First of all, spend just $199 or more and we'll throw in a bouquet of roses. Next, we're giving you $50 off any jewelry purchase of $299 or more. And the dollars just keep racking up to $750 off your purchase of $49.99 or more. Listen, I don't know how we could make you much happier than that. So guys, this is your chance. You look like Superman, and we save you a ton of money. It's never been easier to be a hero. We're Siebke Hoyt on the corner of First Avenue and Collins Road in Cedar Rapids. Yep, this year, Valentine's Day is really gonna rock.
The hometown advantage. You see it in the shops and offices downtown, in our factories, schools, and farms. Jeff the accountant has it. So do Corey in IT and Amber, the vet tech. They found local jobs at CedarRapidsIowaCityHelpWanted.com. It's where local employers find local workers like you, people who care about this community. Search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at CedarRapidsIowaCityHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Back with you here at the Linmar Gym. Halftime, 41-26, the Linmar Lions on top of Ankeny Centennial. And the Lions last night hit 11 threes in the first half. A little short of that tonight, only 9 in the first half.
Well, and they still could have a chance to maybe get that school record with 15 in a game. They were one short of it last night. It was 16, actually. They had 15 last night, one short of it there. But they started off hot. Kind of streaky there on those shooters on the three-point line out there for Linmar. Went for a stretch, not able to capitalize much on it. And Ankeny made a little run, creep back into it, but Linmar finished strong there in the second period.
Yeah, they endured an 8-0 run by Ankeny Centennial that brought the Jaguars to within 4 at 24-20, but then the Lions came back with 8 in a row, make it 32-20, and then after that went 9-6 after that to close out the first half. And it was Jared Prunty got a couple looks. Jordan Brandt, all five starters have three-pointers so far for the Lions. It's kind of been business as usual.
Yeah, and they're going out there, and they're playing with a purpose. They're focused on what they're doing. Jordan Brandt has been his usual self on the defensive end, getting on the floor a couple times, knocking it away. Bo Klosterman running the floor really well and forcing the Ankeny bigs to get out and run. Ankeny a little short on their bench, and Linmar wants to keep it going. They like this pace at 41. If they can get into the 80s, they'll feel very comfortable about winning this game.
Let's take a look at the first half scoring for Linmar in the first half, being led by Jordan Bohannon with 18 points, averaging 25 in the year, and he's already well on his way to that. With that total of 18, that includes 4 3-point goals here at halftime for the future Iowa Hawkeye. 8 points for Jared Prunty, headed to Western Michigan next year, 2-2. 7 for Bo Klosterman after the big 20-plus point performance last night. 5 points for Jordan Brandt and Riley Murphy with a 3-pointer and 3. For Centennial, Chase Edwards leading the way with 9. Had all those in the first quarter, though. Linmar did a better job of doubling down on the block against a tough 6'4 player. 7 points for Connor Kasperbauer. Chance Gibbons off the bench with 7 for the sophomore. The leading scorer for the Jaguars, Connor Cullen, came in averaging almost 16 a game. Linmar held him to 2 in the first half. And then 1 free throw for Nick Ullman and a point. Turnovers, Centennial with 6. Linmar with only 1 turnover in the first half. According to my sheet, the Lions 6 out of 6 from the free throw line, 100%. Centennial 40%. They were 2 out of 5, and Linmar with 9 made threes to 4 for Ankeny Centennial at the halftime break so far. And the bench scoring right now is 7-0 for Ankeny Centennial. Now I'll throw it to you for rebounding.
Well, rebounding is pretty close, 15-14. Linmar is plus 1 in that category. Very balanced in this statistic here tonight. Jordan Bohannon, Bo Klosterman, and Jordan Brandt, 3 rebounds apiece. Riley Murphy and Reese Phillips each with 2, and Jared Prunty chips in with 2 offensive rebounds, 13 defensive, total 15 for the Lions. Ankeny Centennial, Chance Gibbons off the bench with 3. He ties Connor Kasperbauer with 3 for Ankeny. 2 for 1 apiece for Dallas Smith, Chase Edwards, and Nick Ullman. 2 dead ball rebounds for Centennial. 2 offensive, 12 defensive, 14 for Ankeny.
Halftime, 41-26. There's a lot going on today as far as the world of sports, high school sports especially. You got state swimming going on at Marshalltown, and we've got a brand new champion as Waukee ended the 2-year reign of Iowa City West today, winning the state swimming and swimming, almost said diving, state swimming championships as they get the victory today. We'll give you the final team totals here. Waukee the winner, 244 points, 210 for Iowa City West. Bettendorf finished up in third, 198.5. Cedar Rapids, Washington, the Warriors finished up in fourth with 195 points. Johnston, fifth. And then 6 through 10, Dubuque Senior, West Des Moines Valley, Ames, Dubuque Hempstead, and West Des Moines Dowling. Cedar Rapids Kennedy finished 11th. The Lindmar Lions finished up in 14th today at state swimming. So congratulations to all those swimmers. And then we got district wrestling still going on at sites around the state of Iowa. And they'll have the magic formula out there tonight, and they'll go ahead and know who's going to wrestle coming up next week, which is always a lot of fun. You ever been to state wrestling tournament, Phil, a old basketball guy like yourself?
I never have, Scott, never have. I don't know if I know what's going on. Isn't there mats everywhere? I see it on TV.
Yeah, mats everywhere. It is fun, even for a couple basketball guys like us. It is fun, and it's a three-day circus.
And we're following the Prairie Wrestlers. I know there's other wrestling programs. Prairie's having a nice day in there with their wrestling out there. They got several state qualifiers. And
they're up at Waverly.
And before finals, the team scored Cedar Rapids Prairie had 185.5 points, and Waverly was right behind them with 148. So
there you go. And they're wrestling at Jefferson right now as well, as they are hosting a lot of the Metro teams, and the Iowa City teams are down at Burlington for their district. And, of course, we'll know all of them. We'll talk about it next week with Wyatt Schultz on Tuesday. We'll preview the state tournaments on the gym class beginning at 3. We're going to take another break, come back, have second half action for you in just a minute as the Lindmar Lions leading Ankeny Centennial 41-26. Back after this one-minute break from KGYN.
Shopping used? If you want the best of the best pre-owned in all of Eastern Iowa,
super,
the Marion Used Car Superstore. Super selection, super savings, super convenient. Used Car Superstore just across from Thomas Park. Used car shopping with a superstore advantage. Over 1,700 pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs available. Every make and model from Chevys to Fords and Dodges, Toyotas and Nissans, Hondas and Hyundais, Mitsubishi, Mazda. 1,700 to choose from, all on the ground in Eastern Iowa. The difference that makes the Marion Used Car Superstore
super.
And don't miss this. McGrath works hard to get everyone approved. Your absolute best pre-owned buy? Be more than sure, be super sure.
Super.
The Marion Used Car Superstore, just across from Thomas Park. Super 24/7, McGrathAuto.com.
Back with you here from Lindmar as we get ready to start half number two. Scott Udash and Phil Dunn with you. Don't forget, we've got Anamosa at Solon Girls Regional Basketball coming up at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, and then Iowa State men's basketball at 7 o'clock on 1600 AM as the Cyclones will entertain the Texas Longhorns. Lindmar coming out with Prinny, Murphy, Bohannon, Klosterman, and Brandt. And Centennial still in their huddle. We'll let you know who they come out with to start the second half in a moment. Lions, just keep doing what you did in the last 24 hours.
That's right. You move the basketball, share it, shoot it when you got the opportunity, and run the floor when you have that, when the opportunity presents itself as well, and play some defense, and good things are happening. Amazing stats, got only one turnover in the first half by Lindmar. That tells you how crisp a game they're playing offensively.
All right, we are set to go with half number two. Centennial with Casper Bauer out there, Edwards, Cullen, Ullman, and also Gibbons will start the second half in place of Smith. Murphy tried to bounce it inside to Klosterman, and he was held by Edwards. Nice back cut attempt. And it'll be ball out of bounds to the Lions. Edwards picks up personal foul number two.
1-4 look for Lindmar.
Off the curl, Bohannon. No look pass underneath to Klosterman. Drives in, kicks it back out to Prinny on the ball. Fake, traveled with it.
Said he shuffled his feet when he shot faked.
Only the second Lindmar turnover of the evening. And it'll be Centennial to inbound in the backcourt. Kind of a subdued crowd here for Saturday afternoon. Not a bad crowd, but it's a typical Saturday afternoon. Cullen with a step-back floater, and it's short, out of bounds. He aired it out from about 17, just above the free throw line.
Goes over to Linmar.
Lines of the basketball. Going to the basket to our right. Prinny way out on the left sideline by the hash. Starts to drive. Brandt back to Prinny. Over to Riley Murphy. It'll be Ullman on him. Brandt drives in on Cullen. Cut off by the double team. Hook pass cross court to Prinny. And now the Bohannon. He'll step back for three and hits another one.
Over the top of Casper Bauer. Casper Bauer's got some length on him, too, and he's able to shoot over the top then.
44-26, biggest lead, 18 right now. They dump it inside Edwards, posting up, left block. He goes up with a duck under move and scores.
Goes to his Schultz going to the left, comes back to his right with the finish.
Bohannon trying to answer, going all the way coast to coast, and he takes it in for the left-hand layup.
Quickly, that time he catches Ankeny Centennial's leaping in their defensive transition.
23 now for Bohannon, it's 46-28. Givens up top, Ullman. Couple jab steps on Murphy. They play catch with it out beyond the arc right side. Casper Bauer, Bohannon will be on him. Dump pass inside, broken up by Klosterman, taken away by Prinny.
Trying to run again, Murphy is.
Up ahead to Brandt. Turns, fakes the three. Now will back his way into the lane. Jump step. Over it comes to Klosterman for three, and he hits from the corner.
Now, is that everything goes in the lane here. Ankeny Centennial, they have help. That's what they do. They're taught that well. But it allows for the kickouts for the open threes.
49-28 as Centennial overloads the right side. Going to the basket to our left. Cullen fakes, now goes up with the three. Missed it badly, and the rebound to Riley Murphy. Brings it up ahead to Klosterman in front court. Ball fakes, starts to drive, back up top to Brandt. Spin into the lane. Brandt takes it all the way, gets caught underneath again. Klosterman fakes and traveled with it.
He's going to fake like he's going to go to Murphy up top and come back to his left there, but drug both of his feet, actually.
Smith in for Casper Bauer for Ankeny Centennial, and Dallas Smith will bring it up. And his left wrist heavily taped out there playing. Near steal by Brandt. Cullen, a little shake and make move, drives in, had it blocked by Klosterman. And here goes Brandt the other way. Good defense there by Klosterman. And the ball kicked on the entry pass. It'll stay Linmar ball. Heimer back in. We mentioned they played last year. They'll play this year, but sounds like it's going to be it because the CIML is only going to play amongst their conference teams next year.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. Chris Robertson was telling me, though, that Waukee's agreed to play them yet next year, so okay. That'll be one game.
Klosterman goes baseline and gets the reverse to go. That's 12 for him.
The Mississippi Athletic, the MAC down in Davenport, is doing the same, Scott, too. So that's going to put some pressure on the MVC schools.
Fake. Shot of the way. Cullen, right point, won't go. And the rebound out of there to Linmar. Lions up big at 51-28. Linmar holding it here with 4:37 to play. Over to Bohannon. He'll try it for three in the right wing and hits another one.
Yeah, that's pretty easy for Jordan Bohannon there. He looks very smooth.
Right now, Linmar is shooting Centennial out of the building. Jaguars with the basketball. Off to clear out Ullman, going one-on-one. Drives, faked, cut off by Klosterman on the help defense. Kick back to Heimer. He'll drive in, had it swatted away in the double team. Lead pass to Bohannon, all the way in, layup good.
Stealing the run out.
Bohannon with 28.
Doing it from behind the line on transition.
And they have doubled up. Centennial is 56-28. A 15-2 start here in the third. Smith lost it on the drive. Picked up by Linmar, 3-on-1. Left side Murphy and another layup.
How about Klosterman? He's your center, Scott, and he's the one leading the fast break out there. Shows the versatility of the Lions.
30-point lead at 58-28. This is not a bad Centennial team.
11-7 right now.
Drop off inside, tipped by Prinny, stolen by Klosterman. 2-on-2, all the way up, layup good.
Again, another run out, steal and a run out for Klosterman.
And it's 60-28. Lions with a big lead. Smith stop and go move, a drive and a kick to the corner to Cullen. Goes crossover against Brandt, leaves it for Edwards, jumper, no. And Centennial is ice cold. As hot as Linmar is, Centennial is not. We got a reach foul called on the Jaguars.
Out of bounds underneath for Linmar. Well, Hannon's the trigger man. He's the man that inbounds it.
Smith with his third foul. Lions have come out with a 19-2 run to basically put this one away.
Yeah, any doubt has pretty much been erased at this point in time.
Bohannon to Brandt. They work the perimeter. Back to Bohannon. Fakes coming off the screen. Now he'll step back for three and hit another one.
That was a tough one. That was a difficult one.
7-3 for Bohannon. Lindmar's got 13 in the game, and it's 63-28. It's a 35-point game. We're going to have a running clock now. Back to Casper Bauer. His three is short. Murphy with a rebound. Up court for Linmar. They get to Bohannon. He'll step back for three again. In and out. No. And the rebound to Heimer. That one was halfway down.
Looked like it was good. Doesn't want to take anybody out of the game right now.
Casper Bauer for three, and he hits on the other end for Centennial. That was a deep one. And he's got 10, 63-31, with under two to play here in the third quarter. Bohannon behind the screen. Dumps it over to Klosterman as they work the left side. Ferney off the stutter dribble. He'll rise for three, left it short. Edwards on the board. Here's Smith the other way. In transition, the angled diagonal pass stolen by Klosterman. Long up court bounce to Bohannon. Ooh. Layup good. It'll count in a foul.
He got it. I thought maybe there was going to be a little more of a collision there at the end. Bohannon was able to avoid it, though. Really quick getting it up off the glass.
Smith has picked up his third foul and the team's third.
Bohannon is just scoring every which way possible right now. Scott at 34 points, showing a little bit of everything.
Having a discussion at the scorers table here. And
talking about the clock, I believe, Scott.
Yeah. Since it was 35, so it should keep going.
That's good, down below 25, right, before they would stop it again?
Correct.
So now they're going to stop it on free throws and timeouts. That's about it.
Bohannon gets the three-point play. 34 for Jordan Bohannon. 66-31. Jalen Smith into the game. He'll spin his way free throw line. Now it's kicked to Casper Bauer for two in a row. He got it from the corner. 66-34 with a minute 15 to play. Bohannon to Murphy, the trailer. Goes crossover, takes it outside the arc right side to Prinny, left open, fakes the three, pushes it over to Bohannon. He'll double out on him. Prinny dumps it down inside to Klosterman, left of the lane, cross court pass to Murphy. He'll try it for three, way short. Heimer with a rebound. 52 seconds to play here in the third. Dump pass inside, nice ball fake by Edwards, and he gets, or check that, not Edwards, that's Ben Friedman. His first bucket. Friedman just into the game. A 6'3 senior post. 30-point Linmar lead. Phillips back into the game for the Lions.
Going to go for one here at the end of the quarter, Scott, looks like.
Bohannon with a 5-second count on. Gets rid of it. Out of there to Phillips. Over to Prinny. 16 seconds to play. Klosterman up top. Murphy goes between the legs with it with 10 seconds. Now Linmar will get it to Bohannon. He'll clear it out for him. Crossover dribble. Lost it between the legs. Picks it up. Rises for three. It's short. And that's it for the third quarter. Through three and a big Linmar lead. Lions 66. Ankeny Centennial 36. Back with the fourth quarter. After this one-minute timeout, you're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Back with you here from the Linmar Gym as we start quarter number four. Ankeny Centennial with the basketball, and Smith with a chance of the three-point play as he took it right at Murphy and took it one-on-one and a chance for the old-fashioned hat trick.
Murphy came down on his arms that time as he tried to go up and to his shot.
Smith's first point of the evening, and free throw dances will not fall. Murphy, Bohannon, Printy, Phillips, and Klosterman in there for the Linmar Lions. 66-38, just underway with the fourth quarter. Bohannon turns, right point, gets doubled, spins out of it, drives in, kick to the corner, Murphy wide open, three, left it short, and the rebound to Gibbons. Gibbons in the backcourt to Casper Bauer, to Friedman. Looking inside, trying to get it to Heimer, instead to Smith, coming off the screen, puts it on the floor, drives in, runner up, rimming it good.
Going to his right in the lane area. Showing a little bit of I guess you would say explosiveness.
Between the leg dribble, and Bohannon frees himself and hits another three-pointer. His eighth of the evening. 37 for Jabo. Heimer over to Casper Bauer. He'll try it for three. Left it short. Rebound Bohannon. Bowles crossover. Leads the break. No look. Dish underneath the Klosterman for the easy layup and the finish.
Good run out that time. Bohannon leading it with a long rebound.
16 now for Klosterman. Heimer up top. He'll try it for three. Missed the line driver. Rebound Klosterman with 6:25 to play. Here's Bohannon behind the screen. Steps back for another three.
Oh, my goodness. Not all you can say about that, Scott.
74-40, and I think Jordan's feeling it right now. Three from the corner on the other end won't go. Bohannon cleans the rebound. 74-40 for Bohannon. They're going to get him, I think, on a carry. And they will get him on the carry, trying to free himself.
Crossover up top.
And it's Murphy will come out and Tyler Vobis back in.
Clock continues to run there, Scott.
74-40. Bohannon with 40. Smith, left wing, in front court. Good pass inside to Friedman. Posting up, fakes, and goes up and scores.
Nice little move there. Shows going to his left, comes back to his right.
74-42 as Linmar is going to get ready to bring in some fresh troops here. And we got a foul, and that's going to be an offensive foul and illegal screen for Reese Phillips.
Oh, I said he was moving up top, trying to set a ball screen.
Clock will continue, and Bohannon will take a seat along with Klosterman and Printy. And a big ovation for that group. Nathan Menser will come in for the Lions. Tyler Vobis, Andrew Kraus, Forrest Cronin, all in there for Linmar. Friedman posting up in the right block, drives in. Phillips tried to draw the charge and left Friedman wide open for the layup. 74-44 with 4.5 to play here in the ball game, and Linmar is going to get their 14th win. Menser goes baseline, cut off by the double team. Cronin, whip pass now to the corner. Vobis on the fake, on the drive. Can't get the layup to go, and the rebound to Centennial. As Centennial brings in Brady Vanderpool into the game. Kicks it out to Gibbons for three, and he connects from the right side. 74-47, halfway home here in the fourth quarter. On Hall of Fame afternoon and evening for Linmar. A chance to get some guys some playing time here.
Yeah, I'm going to get a chance on their home court for Linmar, especially after last night, quick turnaround, playing a game last night, both these teams.
Bovis drives, flip pass to the corner. Here's Phillips for three, curled out. And a foul underneath on Cronin. Only the third foul on Linmar. As Centennial with the basketball. Down by a bunch. They get it inside, posting up. Turnaround shot won't go by Gibbons. And the pass ahead is off the hands of Smith and out of bounds. As Cam Cowan, a 6'4 junior, will come in. And I hope he plays football.
He looks like he's got the build for it.
We got a Cam Cowan and a Connor Cullen. Linmar held Cullen, averaging 16 a game, to 2 today.
A big part of why Linmar got off to that first half lead there, keeping him under wraps.
Bovis behind the back with a dribble, drop off pass underneath to Phillips. Kicks it back out top, open three on the way, short, back tap, picked up by Cronin. Off the miss by Krause with 2.5 to play. Lions still working that perimeter. Now they drive inside with Cronin, and he was pushed and fouled. Only the fourth team foul. And Cam Cowan will pick it up as Phillips will come out of the game, and Levi Workman now in for the lineup for Linmar. 74-47. Inbound, they try to get it underneath on the post to Bobas, tipped away and stolen. Turnover number 7. Gibbons goes right free throw line between the leg with the dribble, and he was fouled on the drive by Krause.
Shoot 2. Gibbons is one of the players that for Ankeny's kind of played with a little bit of a spark out there. He's got legs getting to the rim.
Free throw no good. Don't forget Solon Anamosa coming up at 6:45 and 107.5 and 106.3 FM. 1 out of 2. Gibbons off the bench with 11 for Centennial. 74-48 with 1:50 to play here in the game. We'll talk to Chris Robertson coming up afterwards as the three goes for Tyler Bovis from the far wing. First points off the Lion bench.
He wanted to get into the act as well.
And a timeout going to be taken to get some subs in here for Centennial.
Coach Robertson's going to do the same.
Evan Towlerton will come into the Linmar lineup. And we'll get you the Centennial folks coming in here in a moment. With 1:35 to play. And not the home Montana pictured, I'm sure.
No. They're short a couple kids off their rotation, off their bench out there. And I knew he knew what they were coming into with this Lion team that can shoot it so well from beyond the three-point line. He's going to put a lot of pressure on them defensively.
Cade Walter into the game for Centennial. Also Reed Pegram into the game for the Jaguars. 23, Mike Vanderhaden in. And that's it. Cohen inside. And he was fouled before the shot.
I tell you, he turned, he squared up, Scott, and he lowered that shoulder.
No one was going to stop him.
He was going to bounce off him there.
Bryce Miller will come in. Minute 5 to play. Cohen on the bounce. Gets it inside. Kick out. Right side for 3. No good. 58 seconds to play. And Linmar loses the basketball. And a scoop layup up and good for Pegram. .45 seconds to play. 77-50. Lions with the ball. Up top. Enter. The jumper, kick to the corner, 3 on the way, going to be short. 32 seconds to play. Here come the Jags. Drive and a kick outside. Get it inside, the ball tipped out of bounds with 22 seconds to play. And time for one throw in here as the clock continues to run. Davis Churchman into the game for the Jaguars. 10 seconds to play. Into the lane. One hand push shot. Good. Pegram's got his second bucket, and that'll do it. Final score, Lindmar wins their 14th of the year, 77-52 over Ankeny Centennial. We'll take a final 2-minute break and come back with the postgame. And we'll do it after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYN.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? Imon Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. Imon offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. Imon employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining Imon, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
Shopping used? If you want the best of the best pre-owned in all of Eastern Iowa,
Super,
the Coralville Used Car Superstore. Super selection, super savings, super convenient used car superstore just across from Randy's Carpets. Used car shopping with a superstore advantage. Over 1,700 pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs available. Every make and model, from Chevys to Fords and Dodges, Toyotas and Nissans, Hondas and Hyundais, Mitsubishi, Mazda. 1,700 to choose from, all on the ground in Eastern Iowa. The difference that makes the Coralville Used Car Superstore
super.
And don't miss this. McGrath works hard to get everyone approved. Your absolute best pre-owned buy? Be more than sure, be super sure.
Super.
The Coralville Used Car Superstore across from Randy's Carpets. Super 24/7, McGrathAuto.com.
We are back with you here on the postgame show from Lindmar as Lions pull away to a 77-52 victory over Ankeny Centennial. Two big runs for Lindmar. They started the game 8-0. Centennial pulled within four, 24-20. Then the Lions went on an 8-0 run, followed by a 16-5 run, and then opened the second half with a 19-2 run, and that was all she wrote in this one. And Lindmar led by as many as 38 in this game. Just shot the lights out and tied a school record tonight with 16 three-pointers after making 15 last night. I'm no math major, but that's that's 31 threes in less than 24 hours.
Pretty amazing out there, Scott, what they've done, how they've been able to shoot the ball. We've talked about it a lot. That's been their strength. But, boy, they're going to be awfully difficult to beat, Scott, when they're shooting the ball like that. It's going to put a lot of pressure on teams defensively on the perimeter. They keep stretching them out like that.
And I don't know what more you can say about Jordan Bohannon. 40 points, and it seemed like I'm not even going to say they were easy 40, but he just looks effortless out there.
He does, and he did it in a variety of ways. He did it off the dribble. He did it coming off screens, behind the three-point line, off in transition, at the free throw line, against contact, bodied up, all kinds of different ways, and he's definitely taking his game to a higher level right now. And somebody like that, they get on a roll and you get playing with that kind of confidence and feeling like that perfect time of the year for the Lions. It's going to help them tremendously at the tournament.
And if Lindmar continues to shoot like this, this is how Lindmar can get to the state tournament and make a pretty deep run into the state tournament. Because if you just keep backing up, hitting three-pointers, I don't care where you're playing, you're going to win games.
And it's almost like sometimes they're playing horse out there, Scott. And that comes with just good spacing, ball movement, people movement. They really do such a good job there of being unselfish out there. Nobody's trying to look for their shot or create their shot when it's not there. They keep it moving out there. If it goes into the interior, if they have it, they'll finish. Otherwise, they're looking on the backside for spotting up, and they give them great passing angles so they can catch and shoot and finish out there.
Well, let's take a look at the final scoring in this one for the victorious Lindmar Lions. They're now 14-5 on the year, and they get ready for Waterloo East and Waterloo West to close out the 2016 regular season. The Lions, two in double figures. They were led by Jordan Bohannon, the 6'1 senior, the future Hawkeye, and I think making a pretty good case for Mr. Iowa Basketball along Cornell Pencil right now. 40 points tonight for Jordan Bohannon. He hit 9 threes in the ball game, 5 out of 5 from the free throw line, 4 twos for good measure. Ended up with 40 points. Bo Klosterman, 16 points after getting 20-plus last night. He had a couple of three-pointers. 8 points for Jared Prinney, all in the first half. Jordan Brandt had Riley Murphy, 5, and then 3 off the bench for Tyler Vovis for the Lions, 77. For Ankeny Centennial, they fall to 11-8 on the year, and they had 3 in double figures. Connor Kasperbauer leading the way, 13 points, including 4 threes in the game. He had a free throw to go along with that. 11 off the bench for Chance Gibbons. Chase Edwards had 11, but 9 of those came in the first quarter of play. And then 6 points for Ben Friedman late off the bench, 4 for Jalen Smith, 2 points for Connor Cullen. The leading scorer, averaging 16, came in, ended up with only 2 points this afternoon and this evening, and Nick Ullman with a free throw for 1. Bench scoring was 25-3, Ankeny Centennial in the game. Jaguars had 11 turnovers, Lindmar with 8 turnovers in the ball game. Lindmar a perfect 7 out of 7 from the free throw line, and Centennial 3 out of 8. 16 threes, which ties a school record for the Lions, and that's the big one in this game tonight.
We look at the rebounding, Scott, for the Lindmar Lions, 20 or for both teams, 28-22, Lindmar plus 6 in this category. Riley Murphy leading the Lions with 6 rebounds. Good job in the second half. Finishes with 4 in those in the second half. Jordan Bohannon also ties him with 6. 4 apiece for Osterman, Jordan Brandt. Reese Phillips with 2 rebounds. Jared Prinney, Forrest Cronin, Andrew Krause, as well as Nathan Mentor, each with 1 rebound. So 3 offensive, 25 defense, a total of 28 for Lindmar. For Ankeny, Vance Gibbons with 4. He's the leader off the bench. He had a good game for them. 3 apiece for Connor Kasperbauer, Ben Heimer, and Brady Vanderball. 2 for Connor Cullen, and contributing 1 is Dallas Smith, Nick Ullman, as well as Ben Friedman. 2 offensive, 20 defense, a total of 22 for Ankeny.
Yeah, and we're going to get a word from Jordan Bohannon, and we got to get a handshake from the senator here. Good to see you.
Future president.
A lot more hands to shake.
Yes, and congratulations to Zach for going into the Hall of Fame. And from one Bohannon to another, Jordan Bohannon joining us. And I don't know if you were inspired by Big Brother, but 40 points, a heck of an evening tonight for you.
Yeah, me. At that pregame pep talk, I guess, and he kind of fired us all up, and we knew this was going to be a good game, and he got a really good team, so we just had to get after it.
Well, obviously, you felt pretty good today with the three-pointer. I guess talk about that. You hit 9 of them and ended up with 40 points tonight.
Yeah, I mean, my team, they found me in the right spots, and I mean, I got to give credit to them. Without them, I wouldn't be able to get a lot of those open shots.
They were physical with you guys early. I think they wanted to send a message, but you guys didn't rattle.
Yeah, I mean, we knew they'd come off a tough game against Ankeny the night before, and they were going to have a long bus ride, and we figured if Fantana squad, they're going to be ready to play against us, and I think we handled that pretty well tonight.
Well, how about these last two nights? Pretty good basketball. You guys seem to be gelling at the right time.
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal, just keep progressing day by day and game by game, and I think we're doing a pretty good job of that right now.
Yep, and big week next week, though, because you get two teams that are in your sub-state, and you get an early look at them anyway, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, this kind of thing happened last year. We kind of played one of those. I think we played Dubuque Hempstead, or I can't remember who we played last year, but we played that team twice in a matter of 2 weeks, and And I think it kind of helps both teams either way, so we just got to get ready for that.
No, great day for the Bohannons, and a great day for you, Jordan. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. And Bo Klosterman here, and pretty good 24 hours for you, Bo.
Yep.
Well, last night it started, and you just kept going. You guys seemed to be in a rhythm just shooting the basketball.
Yeah, we were feeling it. We were feeling it. Definitely from last night. That was a good game.
How about this one? What was the game plan coming in? What were you guys thinking? Non-conference game this late in the season?
Well, we didn't know much about them because they're non-conference, but we knew we could just be ourselves because we play better when we're ourselves.
You guys popped a little bit. You went inside. They were trying to be physical with you, especially early.
Yeah. I just knew J-Bo. He was feeling it the whole game. I don't know how many threes he had, but he was feeling it.
Yeah,
so I had to find him.
And good to tell you, this team is just getting better and better, and the confidence level, I think, for you guys is really going up.
Oh, yeah. We're on like a 4 or 5-game winning streak, and I can only see better.
Well, it's going to be a big week next week, and the tournament's then around the corner. So,
yep.
Got to get better, right?
All right.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
good
you.
Job. Bo Klosterman joining us here after the 16-point performance. And Chris Robertson for the second time today.
Two times today. I love it.
Coming on the Max isn't here, though.
No.
Well, he's around
here.
He's
too busy shooting somewhere.
I didn't think in your wildest dreams you thought you'd have a 38-point lead against the Bob Fontana coach team.
No, that was, I mean, early, it's definitely early, I would not have thought that. And then that, I don't know what that run in the third quarter was. But
19-2 to start off the quarter.
I knew we came out. That was big for us because, I mean, the game was still – 11, 12 points, and that run was huge. And, our guys did well. We wanted to get out and go in transition. We got some transition stuff, and we continued to defend and move the ball. And then, obviously, Jordan hit a spurt there where he was feeling it, so we tried to run just a few little actions to get him some quick touches, and he knocked him down, and that was all it took.
Well, last night you had 15. You won up that. You tied the school record today with 16 three-pointers. I guess Waterloo East better look out. 17 maybe next on Tuesday.
Well, that's I heard that right before I came on. That's impressive. These guys can shoot it. There's no doubt about that. So I think, did Jordan have 9, somebody said? So I think that ties his record. So I think he beat Jason's record of 8 earlier this year. So
in the Prairie game, I think.
Yeah, so... it's great. It's a great time for him and our team. I think the guys are playing well, and we're getting good contributions out of everybody, and that's what you want this time of year.
Yeah, Chris, the first half we only had you for 1 turnover in the first half. That's an indication that you're taking care of the ball. And like you said, you're not holding it. You're going up and down,
right.
So you're handling the ball well.
Especially against a team like that. They're going to guard you, and to handle the ball like that, that's an impressive stat. And that's one of the things we've – continue to focus on is that assist to turnover. We had a little stretch in there where we weren't doing a real good job with our assists. We were doing a lot of one shot or one pass shot, and the last week or so we've done a really nice job of sharing the ball, moving it, and getting some assists. And it's nice having those heady senior guards, and it's nice to not turn it over, obviously. So
well, and your team's unselfish, and they're getting even better as far as helping each other, getting assists, and finding the open player.
Yeah, I mean, I think we talk about that all the time. It's a lot more fun when all 5 guys out there are moving and cutting and screening, and, they find people. And obviously, a night like tonight, Jordan's going to get his. But, everybody's been doing a great job sharing the ball. And I thought tonight when he did hit that little streak, our guys got him the ball. I mean, they knew he was hot, and they were going to get him touches, and that was big for us. But hopefully that'll continue this next week, and, then it gets real here in about a week, so.
So going forward, you had 2 games, played last night, played tonight. Thankfully, you didn't have to go to Ankeny. They had to come here. But what do you do now? Give a little time off before you come up here or what?
Probably not. I mean, we'll take tomorrow off obviously. And then, we've been shortening things up pretty good, though, the last couple weeks. We go about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes on the floor. So it's not try to keep their legs fresh, especially, we're not real deep. So, we're riding a lot of guys, a lot of minutes. So we try to keep our practices a little shorter and really focused on what we need to do. And so Monday it'll be all Waterloo East, and then, Wednesday we'll go really short again and focus on West. And then we'll probably take a day or two off, having that bye, give their guys their legs some rest and get a lot of shots up for a couple days, and then get back at it and probably get ready for Waterloo East again. So,
got to love how the confidence of this team is going right now. They look the best that they've played all year.
Yeah, I I think that's the maybe they're finally starting to get it, but I think, you know, we saw that early. I mean, we had that stretch where we played Iowa City West, Ankeny, Wallert, and I think they learned in that stretch we can compete with anybody, you know, when we're playing well. You know, but then we hit a stretch where, you know, we dropped a couple games that, you know, maybe we shouldn't have. And they learned that, you know, we got to come ready every night. So with seniors, you expect that. And, you know, hopefully we're learning and getting better and hitting our stride at the right time. And we'll, you know, see where that'll take us.
Yep. Well, 16 threes tonight, 31 in the last 24 hours. So that's pretty good.
Not bad. We'll take it.
Chris, congratulations. And we'll see you down the road.
All right. Sounds good. Good to see you guys.
All right. Chris Robertson, head coach of the Linmar Lions, as they win it 77-52 here this afternoon at home over Ankeny Centennial in non-conference boys basketball action. And final week of the regular season comes up next week in Class 4A and 3A as well. Final MVC games coming up next week. It'll be Tuesday, and then everyone closes on Thursday coming up next week. And we will have Iowa City West and Prairie coming up on Tuesday night on both 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And that's going to be an angry bunch of Trojans coming up to take on the Prairie Hawks on Tuesday night.
And after they were upset last night by Iowa City High, I imagine they will. They'll be locked and loaded and ready to go. And Prairie's in the midst of their very difficult part right now, too, with Linmar last night, Iowa City West Tuesday, and then finishing at Cedar Falls on Thursday. So,
yep, and that'll be coming up on Tuesday night. More basketball until that point, though, including tonight. 6:45 we have for you on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Anamosa at Solon. Girls 3A regional basketball quarterfinal coming your way from Solon. Brett Balbinat will have that in just under a half an hour, along with Todd Werner. And 1600 AM, you will get Iowa State basketball. They take on Texas. And then Monday night, we've got high school boys tournament basketball for you. It's the late game at Regina. And Regina will take on West Liberty at 7:45. That will be on 106.3 FM coming up for you on Monday evening. Mentioned that we've got Iowa City West and Prairie on Tuesday night. And then on Wednesday night, we've got another girls game for you. It'll be Clinton at Clear Creek Amana in a 4A first rounder. And then on Thursday, we don't know where we're going to be as of yet. We'll let you know coming up on Monday. We'll figure that out. But looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun last week and a trip down the tournaments.
And getting ready to go, Scott. Everybody, that's what everybody's shooting for, is trying to get their ticket punched to Des Moines.
All right, that's going to wrap things up here tonight from Linmar. Big thanks to Scott Maimons. Big thanks to Tanya Moe as well for all their help. Couldn't do it without them. Thank you on Hall of Fame Day. Appreciate that. And big thanks to Kyle Mann back in the studio for all his engineering help today as well. And big thanks to all our sports-minded boosters. And, of course, a big thank you to everybody for tuning in to the broadcast here on this Saturday evening. For Phil Dunn, Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it. Final score of this one. It was the Linmar Lions over Ankeny Centennial. Lions 77, Centennial 52. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And so long from the north side of Marion.
Turn down that radio!
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location.